at Sherrone Moore after the game, the tone is good. The headbutt thing, I'll go back to that. I don't think MSU headbutted Michigan. Colston Loveland headbutted a Spartan.
Yeah, but it I appreciate was the on tone. The snap, as soon as defensive end comes off, it could have been hands to the face. He swipes and hits Colston Loveland right across the face.
While there's time on the clock, he fired off. They engaged. Right. They jockeyed.
From a guy that's never played the game, sure.
John, and then they separate. They disengage. They are separated. The game is over. Colston initiates physical contact. I don't think that's disputed.
No, it's not.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying Colston should be suspended for the headbutt, but he initiated the physical contact that led to the scrum. And then in the scrum, I see a lot of stuff I don't like seeing. I can't definitively tell you Mullings was stomping someone, but if we have footage of him doing that, he should be suspended. Or anybody that stomped somebody. We know the precedent in this rivalry. I don't think we have to get the Washington prosecutor involved, but I do think if someone is stomping someone on the ground after the game, we know what that should be.
Yeah, and I'd like to know who was under there.
Right, I can't see, so I can't say. You know, I can't tell you.
I can't imagine it was a Wolverine.
Right, he shouldn't be stomping his own teammates.
So my feeling on the little brother comment is it's alive and well within the Michigan program, that feeling. You had a current player use it. It's been 17 years since Mike Hart said it. He said he regretted it, but it's alive, and it's never left the program. That's what they think of Michigan State, and they pull it out when in moments like that.
I think Winovich used it too since Mike Hart.
And
it's been used before.
People can think it's dead or put it aside or it's gone away.
It was as much fun as the revenge tour.
But it's, that he also coined.
Right.
It still exists. I mean, see, that's the thing. Loveland, he said he shouldn't have said it. But he said it. And he said it in the heat of the moment. And usually you get the truth when you're in the heat of the moment.
Oh, I don't think there's a doubt that that is a belief that some Wolverines have. I mean, we hear it still. But I think it's kind of played out. It's not like a slur. You can say it. I just think you look silly because the rivalry's been back and forth. It doesn't. You won. Gloat. I have no issue with that. It just feels kind of cringy that we're still doing little bro resets, especially when the guy who originally said it goes, "My bad, shouldn't have done that."
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the phones, and then we've got a bunch of ticket texts, as you can imagine. Jason in Royal Oak, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm in a unique position to comment because I am a 44-year-old junior on the campus at the University of Michigan. I retired from the Navy in 2022. I'm on the GI Bill. So it's a very interesting perspective that I have. And I think it's important to keep in mind that in spite of national television contracts, the national attention, and now, unfortunately, the money involved, these are still kids. And so there's going to be some impulses there. There's going to be some juvenile behavior. Walking around last week on campus, the little brother comments, they were everywhere. There were signs in dormitory halls and whatnot. Little brother this, little brother that. There were rallies and whatnot. These are still kids. The vast majority of them aren't old enough to have voted in a presidential election. And so because of that, it becomes incumbent upon the coaching staffs on both sides to knock that nonsense off. They are grown men, yes, barely, but they're still impulsive, and they still get up for this rivalry because it is a great rivalry. The little brother thing, it is, in fact, played out. You guys have mentioned the series is relatively even over the last decade. So now it becomes incumbent upon the coaching staffs to recognize that these are still young men and they need guidance and leadership. And that's really the sum total of it. These are still kids, despite the money and the national attention. They need to be treated like kids from time to time.
Jason,
have a great day, guys.
Hey, well, first of all, hey, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
And good luck on the pursuit of your degree. I'm curious, not only this week, have you seen your perspective of being a 44-year-old student has to be unbelievable. What are Friday nights and Saturday night like for you on campus?
Okay, well, I don't have a social life on campus. I have a wife, and I have a water heater that needs repaired and lawn care that needs to be taken care of.
That's amazing.
That is great. Got bills to pay. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, exactly.
Did they make you stay on campus in the dorm as a freshman?
No, not at all. I was fortunate enough to. I'm a homeowner, guys. They're like, okay, you can go.
All right, fair enough. Hey, Jason, it's good perspective. Yeah. Appreciate it. And I do think the I don't know that I'd call them kids, but I understand his point that they are immature.
Yeah.
A lot of college students.
Well, and what do we say? Okay, take away the end of the game. They always get the one that reacts. right? So if you're going to react to somebody firing off the ball in that situation, which they have the right to do.
Sure.
Time on the clock, they have the right. I'm not saying they don't have the right to do it. It's just a rare occasion that it happens.
Agreed.
But they always get the guy that retaliates. And Colson was the one that retaliated. He didn't have to.
Ticket texters. John, you literally said we need to not do the little bro thing anymore, then immediately said MSU firing off the ball is a little bro move. Explain. A couple people hitting you with that, John. It says right after you said it, why go back to that lazy phrase?
Because it is. That's the move. I mean, if you want
time on the clock, you fire off. You don't have to like it. Just block, and then it's over, and then you go celebrate.
Yeah, and they should have.
Yeah,
there's no question they should have.
Ticket texter says, "Love you, John, but that was the most clear headbutt ever. Don't downplay it. Call it what it was. It's not getting in his face. It was a legitimate headbutt. Just we can move on." He says, "Moving on." Another one says, "It will never end. Sore losers threw a tantrum and started the fight. That was not a headbutt, nerd." So now we're debating whether it was a headbutt this morning. His head butt into someone else's head. Was it as aggressive as he could have? No, I'm sure he could have been more violent. He's Colson Loveland. If he wanted to, he could have done more damage, but it clearly was a headbutt.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's disputable to me anyway. Lil bro is too much. Come on. That's a soft take. Sign of the times. You can say whatever you want. No one's saying this is like a banned word.
No.
It's just... I think it's played out.
And it is played out, but it's never going to go away because it is a part of the history of that rivalry now.
And they know it gets under Spartan fans' skin. So it's part of why they do it. It's why it's instinctive. It's why fans do it to each other because they know they're going to get a rise out of their friend or their neighbor. It's not just that we won. It's that you're our little brother. And they know that that gets under Spartan fans' skin. And then they know Spartan fans are going to react a certain way. How dare you? So that's why it keeps happening. I don't think it's appropriate, because of the state of the rivalry. One team not much better than the other. But it's going to continue forever. I have no doubt of that.